This week on Vaticano, 2025 was a year to remember. In this special episode, we take you through the Jubilee year's most unforgettable moments. From the solemn opening of the Holy Doors to the drama and suspense of the Interregnum, and finally to the election of Pope Leo XIV, exploring the first defining moments that have already begun to shape his pontificate. For this and more, Vaticano starts now. It was Christmas Eve of 2024 when Pope Francis, seated in his wheelchair, firmly knocked on the door of St. Peter's Basilica. In the presence of thousands of faithful gathered at the Vatican and millions of Catholics around the world watching the live broadcast, it was then that the great St. Peter's door swung open.
È uno dei simboli più belli del Giubileo.
It is one of the most beautiful symbols of the Jubilee. And it is our Lord Himself who tells us this in the Gospels. It is the Gospel, according to John, that takes up the word of the Lord and says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door. Whoever enters through me will be saved."
Chi entra attraverso di me sarà salvo.
With the opening of the Holy Door of the beautiful Vatican Basilica, where the remains of the Prince of the Apostles are kept, the 25th holy year in the history of the Church began. In the bowl of indiction for the Jubilee of 2025, Spes non confundit, hope does not disappoint, Pope Francis called on us to become tangible signs of hope for our brothers and sisters who live in hardship and suffering.
Ho voluto che la seconda Porta Santa fosse qui.
His visit to the Rebibbia prison in Rome, where he personally opened a particularly special bronze holy door, the only one outside the four papal basilicas of the Eternal City, stands as one of the most powerful gestures of this Jubilee, a concrete sign of hope extended to those who need it most.
È stato molto profetico Papa Francesco nell'indicare nella speranza la cifra di questo anno santo.
Pope Francis was quite prophetic in identifying hope as the hallmark of this holy year, because the things we saw on television, the things we read in the newspapers, spoke of darkness, of death, of bombs, of children killed, of people who were hungry, everything except hope. And so this word hope seems almost dissonant, yet this is the great message that comes to us here from St. Peter. It is not only a hope grounded in the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead, and therefore is our hope, but also a call to all people of goodwill to build a lasting peace.
Ma questa speranza diventa anche un appello a tutti gli uomini di buona volontà per una pace da costruire.
E abbiamo riscoperto che...
We have rediscovered that we feel the need for hope, and that this hope has a face. This hope has a name. It is Jesus Christ. It is Jesus of Nazareth, who is our hope.
From the very beginning of the Jubilee, the holy doors of the papal basilicas in Rome welcomed lines of pilgrims from all over the world. St. John Lateran, Mater Ecclesia, Mother of All Churches, which is the Cathedral of Rome, the Marian Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore, and St. Paul outside the walls, dedicated to the Apostle of the Peoples, carry on the tradition born in 1300, when the first Jubilee in history was proclaimed. It then became tradition to become pilgrims who walk to the tombs of the Apostles during the special year of grace and forgiveness, the Holy Year.
Inizialmente il pellegrinaggio a Roma durava giorni, settimane, non bastava visitare.
In the past, a pilgrimage to Rome would last for days or even weeks. It wasn't enough to visit just one church. All the basilicas had to be visited. Because the fundamental idea is that grace is not only something that concerns your inner life, not simply something that happens in your prayer between you and God, but it also requires the wholeness of the person, there is effort involved.
Un movimento fisico, muovermi. Io per avere una grazia mi devo muovere anche con la mia persona, con il mio corpo. C'è una fatica.
Yet it has always been the Basilica on the Vatican Hill, where the remains of St. Peter rest, that has drawn the most attention. A special pilgrimage route unfolds along the entire Via della Conciliazione, the street leading up to the threshold of the Holy Door, as a form of pilgrimage.
Credo che la basilica non sia mai stata così frequentata. Abbiamo avuto...
I don't think the basilica has ever been so crowded. We've had incredible peaks. One day they told me 105,000 people entered the basilica today. We try to welcome everyone, above all to ensure that the basilica is a place where anyone can experience God.
Anche non credenti possano sentirsi avvolti da un luogo riscaldato dalla preghiera.
Even non-believers can feel embraced by a space warmed by prayer, a place whose beauty is not the cold beauty of a museum, but a living beauty that seeks to communicate a magnificent God.
As the calendar of the Holy Year became increasingly filled with events, Pope Francis's physical strength gradually waned. The only two major Jubilee events he was able to attend in person were his meetings with the World of Communications and with the Armed Forces. Probably during that time, no one expected that this Holy Year would become the final stage of his earthly journey, marked by suffering, his personal way of the cross.
Non dimentichiamo i mesi di malattia di Papa Francesco, il ricovero.
Let us not forget Pope Francis's months of illness, his hospitalization already at the beginning of the Jubilee. Let us not forget that during the Pope's first meeting, the one with the armed forces, he felt compelled to give the floor for the reading of his homily to the master of ceremonies because he was unable to do it himself.
La sua omelia al maestro delle cerimonie perché non ce la faceva.
We pray to Almighty God that He may keep the Pope for a long time to guide the Church and grant peace and unity to the Church throughout the world.
The cold February weather made the Pope's health condition critical. On February the 14th, he was hospitalized at Gemelli Hospital for a severe respiratory infection that had developed into bilateral pneumonia. These days were full of anticipation, in which, on several occasions, millions of Catholics feared for Pope Francis's life. He stayed in the Policlinico Hospital for 38 long days, while an increasing number of faithful and cameras from all over the world anxiously followed daily clinical updates. In St. Peter's Square, the Rosary was prayed, led every evening by a different cardinal from the Roman Curia.
Dacci oggi il nostro pane quotidiano, rimetti a noi i nostri debiti, come anche noi rimettiamo ai nostri debitori.
Pope Francis was back in his Vatican residence on March the 23rd, but the doctors told reporters that he would need to recover for another 2 months. Major Jubilee events went ahead without his participation, but the Pope, to everyone's surprise, left Casa Santa Marta and in his wheelchair appeared in St. Peter's Basilica. He couldn't miss the celebration of Easter Sunday either. No one imagined that this would be his final farewell, and that the Jubilee of Hope and our journey toward the risen Christ had to continue without him.
Papa Francesco ci ha orientato.
Pope Francis guided us, and he himself was oriented towards this encounter with Jesus. Hope, in the end, is a definitive encounter with the Lord. And hope is a proclamation of a new life that lasts forever, eternal life. Hope is the announcement of salvation that is given to us. Pope Francis experienced it firsthand and entrusted his own life to that strength of hope which gives eternal life.
E dà la vita eterna.
Stay with us as we dive into the suspenseful days of the interregnum.
Con profondo dolore devo annunciare la morte del nostro santo padre Francesco.
Pope Francis passed away at the age of 88 on April the 21st at 7:35 a.m. in his Vatican residence, Domus Santa Marta. Speechless. Amid the shocking news, a fundamental question remained. What would happen with the celebrations of the Holy Year? It had occurred only once before in the history of the Church, during the Jubilee of 1700, that a pope had died during the Holy Year. It was then that Pope Innocent XII died, and a new successor of Peter, Clement XI, was elected.
Io non potevo prendere quella decisione. Debo anche...
I could not make that decision on my own. I must admit it.
Io ho dovuto chiedere il permesso agli incontri dei cardinali.
I had to ask the cardinals what we should do in these circumstances, both because everything had already been planned and because people had booked hotels, buses, everything related to the Jubilee organization was already done. But I must say that from this point of view, the cardinals gave me an immediate response.
Ma devo dire che da questo punto di vista i cardinali hanno dato immediata risposta.
Without hesitation, they decided that the Jubilee of Hope would continue.
Con alcuni aggiustamenti, ovviamente, perché...
With some adjustments, of course, because there were very important days ahead. The novenas, many masses, many meetings. But the holy doors remained open, and so the pilgrims who came still found what they had been expecting.
Hanno trovato riscontro a quello che era...
The atmosphere in the Vatican was indescribable. An overwhelming silence filled St. Peter's Square as the coffin bearing the Pope's body was being carried in procession into the Basilica. In the days following Pope Francis's death, thousands of faithful waited patiently in a queue for hours to pay tribute to the late Holy Father. A record number of 6,000 journalists from around the world registered at the Holy See Press Office, rushing to report on the historic events.
Tante ore ho passeggiato dentro la basilica vuota o davanti al corpo di Papa Francesco che era lì.
I spent many hours walking inside the empty basilica or in front of Pope Francis's body in his coffin, or because we were waiting for the election of the new pope. And from inside I could feel an incredible vibration of those in the square. Waiting for Pope Francis's funeral or waiting for someone to appear at the window and announce the name of the new pope. Those were truly days of great, great intensity for me.
Prayers, masses, and preparations for the funeral were attended by over 250,000 people from five continents on April the 26th. Going went hand in hand with the celebrations of the Holy Year. Among them, one of the most crowded events of the entire Holy Year, the Jubilee of Adolescence.
I funerali hanno coinciso con la presenza a Roma di 200,000 adolescenti.
Funerals coincided with the presence of 200,000 teenagers in Rome. This had a dramatic impact on us in many ways. It is true, the young people were happy, but they were also sad about the Pope's death, and they participated in the funeral mass. However, we cannot forget that they were adolescents, and the program for these boys and girls had to be completely modified in the light of events.
Programma per questi ragazzi, per queste ragazze, si è dovuto completamente modificare alla luce di questi eventi.
After over 15 days of mourning, the Church, on May the 7th, commenced its most mysterious and sacred ritual, the election of the new successor of Peter.
Poi dopo, certo, c'è stata la celebrazione del conclave.
Of course. there was a celebration of the conclave, which forced us to suspend the jubilee of the world of work, since it absolutely could not take place during those days. The square could not be occupied. Each day, the work of the conclave continued. Smoke rose above the Sistine Chapel and crowds filled every corner of the city, so everything is understandable.
Tutto quello che si comprende.
After the conclave lasting only 24 hours, at sunset on May the 8th, as thousands of faithful from every direction arrived in St. Peter's Square, it was then that a new pope was presented to the world.
Questa è la pace di Cristo risorto. Una pace disarmata.
It is the peace of the risen Christ, a peace that is unarmed and disarming, humble and persevering, a peace that comes from God, the God who loves us all, unconditionally.
I am sure it will remain an essential part of his pontificate, but not in the sense of a sociological aspect or, you know, political aspects. He said the peace of the risen Lord. If there is no the peace of the Lord, man never will make peace.
Robert Prevost, an Augustinian friar and former prefect of the Dicastery for Bishops, was made a cardinal in 2023. Before his service in Rome, he had been bishop of Chiclayo, Peru, and spent many years there as a missionary and pastor, long before leading the Augustinian order for two terms. Now he has become the 267th pope, taking the name Leo XIV.
I asked him why you took this name. And he said, well, I was in doubt. Augustine is an Augustinian, or Leo. Then I chose Leo. Why? He told me, in this moment, we need a man with a clear vision of the church.
Sentito subito dai suoi accenti questa continuità con Papa Francesco.
I immediately sensed from his tone a continuity with Pope Francis, a message that is a great appeal to all humanity to build peace. Many asked Jesus questions. They wanted him to overturn the established order. But Jesus pointed to another path, a much more difficult one, a path that calls for a personal response, to be about the Father's business. And Pope Leo truly embodies the spirit. He is a very calm and composed person. He takes his time, yet it's something you can sense from his gaze, from his words. His goal is clear, as is the path he is setting in motion.
Che prende i suoi tempi, ma si capisce dal suo sguardo, dalle sue parole, l'obiettivo è chiaro, è il percorso che sta mettendo in atto.
Coming up after the break, the highlights of Pope Leo XIV's Jubilee, right here on Vaticano. Sunday, May the 18th, 2025, the day of the inauguration of the pontificate of the new Pope Leo XIV, who gathered incredible crowds in St. Peter's Square, was truly a special moment for the church and for the whole world. An event that not only marked the beginning of a new papal era, but that also took place in a very unique year, the Jubilee Year 2025.
It is a special jubilee because it was opened by one pope and will be closed by another pope for the second time in history. And this arouses curiosity and interest. In fact, we saw that immediately after the election of Pope Leo, the number of pilgrims heading to Rome increased. There is curiosity. People want to know. They want to understand. It is the people of God on a journey.
It is a people now accompanied on their journey by the new Pope, elected in the heart of a jubilee, an event that carries with it great hope for humanity, with a message of unity and peace.
It was wonderful because at the very beginning, Pope Leo greeted everyone with the greeting of the Risen One, "Peace be with you." It is the very greeting of the risen Jesus who appears in the upper room to the disciples. And it is a peace that is his gift. But it is also a call for us. We are responsible, capable of building peace among ourselves, each according to his or her own responsibility in the whole world.
In this holy year, the number of pilgrims has increased enormously after the arrival of the new Pope, and the Eternal City, overflowing with people, is living an unrepeatable moment.
Papa Leone è una calamita.
Pope Leo is a magnet. The audiences, the Jubilee audiences, the Wednesday audiences, the various Eucharistic celebrations held during this Jubilee period see truly extraordinary numbers, 50, 70, 80, even 100,000 people.
In St. Peter's and in the other papal basilicas, record numbers of faithful arrive every day, longing to pass through the Holy Door and to experience, as since the distant year 1300, when the first Holy Year was proclaimed by Pope Boniface VIII, a deep interior renewal.
Il pellegrinaggio verso la Porta Santa credo che rimarrà come...
The pilgrimage toward the Holy Door, I believe, will remain a fundamental dimension, especially as a dimension of spirituality.
Ha voluto essere caratterizzato profondamente dalla spiritualità, non solo...
This is a jubilee that wanted to be profoundly marked by spirituality, not only because there is a great search for spirituality, but because it responds to that lack of humanity that we often perceive.
Mancanza di umanità che spesso noi percepiamo.
Oggi la Chiesa offre a tutti il suo patrimonio di dottrina sociale.
Throughout the many events, masses, meetings, and audiences presided over by Pope Leo during the Jubilee, the guiding theme in these months has always been peace, beginning from the very first audience, which was with journalists and media workers. There, he invited them to advance truth and disarm violence.
The way we communicate is of fundamental importance. We must say no to the war of words and images. We must reject the paradigm of war.
Dobbiamo respingere il paradigma della guerra.
Then, between July and August, amid the scorching Roman heat, one of the most anticipated events of the entire Jubilee year 2025 took place, the Youth Jubilee, like a déjà vu of the turn of the millennium in the year 2000.
A riguardo, 25 anni fa,
25 years ago, right here where we stand, St. John Paul II said, "It is Jesus you seek when you dream of happiness."
Quando sognate la felicità.
He is waiting for you when nothing else you find satisfies you. He is the beauty that so attracts you.
È lui la bellezza che tanto vi attrae.
Speaking to over 1 million young people gathered at Tor Vergata for the concluding moment of the Youth Jubilee, Pope Leo XIV gave them hope, describing it as a step stool that helps children to look out of God's window. Aspire to great things, he said, as Pier Giorgio Frassati and Carlo Acutis did, because fragility is not a taboo, and the fullness of our existence doesn't depend on what we accumulate or possess. The canonization of these two Italians mentioned by the Pope to the youth during their Jubilee, Pier Giorgio Frassati and Carlo Acutis, was one of the most eagerly awaited moments of this holy year of Pope Leo. St. Peter's Square filled with 80,000 faithful, and it was the first time in history that an entire family of a saint was present at their canonization.
Dalla esperienza che vedo, il pellegrino si porterà con sé.
From what I see, pilgrims will take with them the journey toward the Holy Door, a protected, privileged path made of prayer.
Soprattutto fatto di preghiera. Ho visto tante persone.
Many people have opened their hearts to me as well, asking me to remember their loved ones, delicate situations of illness, marginalization, and poverty in general.
Di emarginazione, di povertà in genere.
And Leo XIV, following in the footsteps of his predecessor, Pope Francis, embraces all these people. He did so with the publication of his first apostolic exhortation, De Lexi Te, written by four hands with Pope Francis, dedicated to the poor and marginalized. Jubilee is coming to a close with the Jubilee of the Poor and Prisoners, just as the late Pope had desired and planned, a message that the Pope and the Church reach out to and embrace everyone, leaving no one excluded. It reaches the ends of the earth, the peripheries that are not only geographical, but of faith, as Pope Leo does on his first apostolic journey, choosing Turkey and Lebanon, countries where Catholics are an extreme minority, to emphasize that all are held in the heart of the successor of Peter and of the Church itself.